All right, we back at it. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We got the Plastic Cup Boys in the building right now, man. Spank Horton.
Yep.
All right, Spank
What's
Horton.
Good?
We got Joy Wells.
Hello.
Naeem Lynn. What's going on, man?
Yo, what up?
Fellas, how y'all living, man? Laughing My Mask Off out right now on Netflix. Man, now, the special itself was recorded during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, was this something that was already in the works?
It says recorded now. We still in the pandemic.
That is fact. Was this like something that was already planned the way that it went like that? Was it worked in the works like that? Or was it something like, okay, we're going to do something like this to after the fact?
Man, this special actually started in like 2018.
I thought it was 19. 19.
Oh, wow.
19.
Okay.
Yeah, 19. Got we it. Actually shot one 2019.
Where's that one at?
Yeah, in the can.
I still got mine. I still got mine. Yeah. There's unreleased footage. Some of the material is the same, but I had some stuff that I couldn't do in a new special because it's dated, and also just the time that we live in, you just can't say certain
sensitivity.
Things. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but it was funny though.
What was some of the subject matter that you
If thought? I just told you, I can't talk about it.
They can try to get a peek.
I told you. We do this. We try to get me in trouble that quick.
This nigga's the fans.
He was talking about heterosexual pride. That's what he was talking about.
Nope. So that had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, no.
Whoa. That was a shot.
What? Yes.
I told y'all I was gonna get crazy messing with him. I told y'all that.
Can we curse?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Making sure.
Yeah, you good.
Now, for those that haven't seen it as of right now, it's three different specials that's going on. So you guys recorded separately and individually, obviously, different settings, different backgrounds and all that.
No, same show, okay. But we just changed the production on lighting and stuff like that. Right. But it was the same show back to back, basically.
See, when we do our radio show, we have guests on. We do our research.
No,
bring them on. This dude clearly has not watched.
He hasn't watched the special.
No,
right.
It's the same stage.
No. I'm gonna tell you what happened. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna front.
Oh okay. Yeah.
I started. I fell asleep.
Damn.
Fuck with y'all.
Damn.
I fell asleep.
My and shit ass.
Joey was the first one. Joey was the first one.
Joey, let's go.
I'm just saying.
First of all. He a lie. He a god dang lie. I would say damn, but
hey, I ain't gonna lie.
There was
no. It's all right. No, I'm okay with that.
To your credit though, it was a reason why I fell asleep. My son been sick lately, so I was up all day with him and all that shit. But I did knock out. I'm not gonna lie.
No, if you knocked out, don't make no excuse. Don't put it on your son.
No. I definitely read a comment that said I had the best sleep of my life watching the Plastic Cup Boys special. I said, damn, who was he watching?
Which one?
Yeah, which one? Right, I'm good.
But I mean, production, like you said, production could be rearranged. It could have been the same stage, different mm-hmm. dates. Who knows? That's
right.
What I'm saying.
That's true,
the reason
too.
Why I was just asking, just mm-hmm. making sure. So three different specials. You guys do a half hour each. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I asked about the pandemic part is because a lot of times, like this is like the healing process for a lot of people, and you guys doing it during the pandemic when a lot of times comedians couldn't really get on stage.
Yeah,
a lot of places you guys went in the thick of it in Georgia, where outside was still
Man.
Open. Y'all
mm-hmm. ready for that? Georgia different.
Yeah, it is.
But Georgia, Florida, and Texas.
Oh yeah, and Phoenix.
Even though outside was still open over there, did you get a sense of like knowing like okay, this was the comedic relief, like healing for people. Like yeah, this is a good time to kind of like be on stage and not be on stage, but like see people out there doing their thing, like a healing process for a lot of people.
Well, we never really stopped performing. I mean, the amount of shows that we did slowed down. I think we only did 4 dates last year. Mm-hmm. And then this year, we kind of were off to a nice start prior to us filming. And it wasn't really about, it was just about us finding the right location that would allow enough people for us to shoot.
Mm, okay.
Because like Joey said, I mean, we did this, we started in 2019, then we were supposed to reshoot in September 2019. Then Little Man got into an accident, and then we had to wait. He said, just wait till the end of the year, and then we'll do it. And that kept going, it kept going on and on and on. And then the reason why we didn't shoot before pandemic is because Joey. It was Joey's fault.
Oh, the schedule wise.
No, it was Joey's fault. It was just his fault.
No.
Just point the finger at him.
His mom had passed away.
Oh, okay.
His mom passed away. My mom passed in 19. So they shot the original one that I wasn't a part of, that they had to cancel that because I wasn't part of.
Got it.
No. The production was terrible. That's why we canceled. Production was terrible.
Which one is it? Because I just felt like he just brought up his mom, and then now he's shooting shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
The production was terrible. That's why I was in the can, the first one.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with jokes.
The production was terrible.
Yeah,
it production was terrible. It wasn't the jokes.
It wasn't the jokes. Jokes was cool. Jokes was cool.
That being said, go ahead.
No, I wasn't talking about his mom. Talking about when we could have shot in February on Valentine's Day. Remember? Before pandemic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Joey said no.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You did say
no. Wait, why you say no?
Wait, why did I say no?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, oh, no.
You wasn't ready.
You never...
That's true, I wasn't.
Why weren't you ready?
Well, okay, I don't tour my guys.
Okay.
So I hadn't had enough stage time. So I was like, let me get enough.
Gotcha.
And then that's what we agreed
on.
But you wouldn't rather him do that than to get out there and fumble?
You see, it's three separate ones, right?
Ain't gonna fuck my shit up.
If somebody go to sleep on this shit again, that's on him.
All right, I had the best sleep of my life.
I take that.
Now, okay, so look, this is what I want to know. When y'all are shooting these things, because obviously I've been to tapings before,
mm-hmm.
but not on that scale as far as like it's a huge production, right? Do you guys, are there takes? Like, is it like, oh, did I fuck that up? Let's redo that. Is there ever anything like that? Or just straight up stand up?
Straight through. You want to get it because it's a live audience, so you just want to give them. You want to give them a straight show.
Because I've seen people do that before.
Oh, they probably done. They probably done
photography type shit.
Right, right.
Where people like, let me run that back, and then right. they reset,
and then reset and do it.
Stand up. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna do that with you. I'm not finna tell you nothing.
Name the names.
But I've seen it done before. Where people reset the whole shit.
But wow. Were they doing one show or two shows?
It was the second show.
Okay.
So they was doing two shows, too.
Because on two shows, like, if you fuck up, it's just, you know. With me, when we do two shows, when you film the special, it's like, all right, let me just try to get a nice, solid set. This first one, get it in the can.
Yeah.
And then the second one, you try to have a little fun, maybe get a little more to drink and all that. But, yeah, I never, that's kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I felt like I needed to stop, I would.
You would? So, okay, so that's fair, then. That's a fair assumption to say, like, in the middle of your shit, if you know you're filming for the special, it's fair to say you would be open to stopping and resetting from the top to run it straight through.
Not from the top, though. Maybe from the top of that joke. If I said 29 minutes, and it's like,
not from the top of the show, from the joke.
From the joke, yeah. I probably would do that.
Messed up the wording on a joke, I'd be like, hold on, let me do that again. And the crowd probably would laugh that you even asked to do that.
But right. I definitely messed up a word on my joke, and I ain't changed. I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like you just let it fly.
Yeah, I just let it fly, let it go. Because I usually say turn your music all the way up. I said turn the music all the way down. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? But it flew, so oh well.
I think with that, some of you got to rely on the director, too. Like, okay, he or she will tell you, you know, just keep going. We'll fix that. There's a couple comics that I know. One guy, the director told me his pants split.
What's his name?
His pants split.
His pants. In the middle of the set.
On stage.
I think that was Cat.
Did they keep that?
Hell no, I ain't never seen that.
Nah, no. I don't think so.
You think it was Cat? It was Cat?
I didn't say no name.
But you didn't say it wasn't.
I didn't say no name.
No,
but you never said it wasn't.
It wasn't.
No, it ain't shade. They stopped it though. Which is like, if you're the director, you can stand there and be an asshole and go, "I'm gonna let him finish," or you can go, "Hey man, we gotta
boom,
stop
this is what happened." Yeah.
Because of this, because once again, it is your special, and you know you are performing technically for the camera.
Yeah,
right.
And you know whatever fuck up you got with them 100 people, and it's the millions of people that's gonna go.
Facts.
Hey, why the fuck y'all let him do, you know, or he been saying his ABCs and this shit is backwards. What the fuck is, this thing on crack. What y'all doing?
You only got one pair of pants, that's fucked up.
Or if you see a cut where Spank is sweating like a motherfucker, the next thing you know, he's just dry.
It's like, nobody caught that.
For sure.
I'm just saying.
For sure.
It might be a cut in there where, you know, he's talking about his kid playing basketball.
No, what I tried to do was when I started sweating after like 12, 13 minutes, I was like, dang, I got another 17. It's going to be tough. So after I do my joke, then I just wipe off and come back and get back to the set or whatever. So it might have been a couple times where at the end of a joke, it was sweaty as hell.
So you wipe your face.
No, they ain't showing me wipe my face off.
They
ain't showing me wipe my face.
Wet and
just
drop.
Listening to
dry.
One take of the next. Now, Naeem, you mentioned something earlier about, you know, just having to rewrite or redo some content, right, as far as like shooting. And so my thing is this, in terms of like when you have to do stuff like this, is that stifle the funny? Like having to recreate content, recreate the jokes, and doing something again, like for the show. Like nowadays with comedians, you just never know. You gotta be careful on all stands, right?
Not me, but go ahead.
You have to evolve. Evolution is inevitable, and sometimes you know it sucks for us because you know we had that real freedom of speech. You know, being a comedian, you get on stage, you talk about anything and anybody.
Yeah.
And then you know, people start getting canceled. Everybody's not like Dave Chappelle, where you don't have nobody to answer to, and you know, you don't do any movies, you don't have any sponsors, you can just get up there and do whatever you want, like him. So. You know, it sucks, but then at the same time, it's also a learning process, you know? Yeah. So you gotta say, all right, like before I had some jokes that I thought they were not offensive, but it was some jokes about the LGBT, about right. transsexuals specifically.
Gotcha.
And they just told me, I had a joke about Caitlyn Jenner, and I was calling Caitlyn Jenner a him, a he.
Oh,
and they right. said, you need to refer to Caitlyn as a she, because that's what she refers to herself as. And that was a learning lesson for me. It was, you know, so I said, all right, from this point on, I'll respect that. And that's how it'll be. So,
and it's a personal thing. You actually learn something. And you're like, okay, I can apply that in life and kind of know what it is. And it right. doesn't really take anything out of the funny itself.
Right.
Right. Right. So when I was doing that joke, I started calling her a she.
Got it.
But then, you know, in 2021, what am I going to say about Caitlyn Jenner unless I want to bring up that she's running for governor?
Right.
And at that time, I don't even know she had announced it by that time that we did the special. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that would have been low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And so I just decided to just let it go altogether.
What do you think that, like, to touch on what you just said, do you, because I remember talking to a couple of my comic homies and they said that it just makes you pivot. It makes you find the funny elsewhere, like in another way to get it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like, doesn't rob you of the creativity. I don't want to say that, but it does kind of handcuff you in a sense that if I was going to go here with it, but then now I have to worry about these specific guidelines or whatever the director is telling you, et cetera, or the person that's editing the special, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel handcuffed in the creativity in that way?
Nah, man, it's just, you just got to be careful with your wording, you know? And if you are a true artist, you can pivot and you can change things, because the biggest thing that they say is you cannot promote hate.
Mm, gotcha.
So if I need to change a word here and there to make it so that they can laugh at it too, and it's okay. not hate,
yeah.
then I'll do that.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
So then also to stay there is when you're writing your shit now, because obviously when you said that some of the stuff was you wrote the joke and you were referring to Caitlyn as he, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you now think about that in the process of creating the jokes as well, or do you go back and edit yourself?
I'm not even going down that.
No,
that
I'm not talking about that role specifically. I'm okay. talking about any joke.
Yeah.
If you're writing any offensive content or that might be like touchy subjects, do you think about that in the process?
No, until somebody says
you got to bump your head.
Until somebody says, okay, this thing you said right here is not okay. I'm doing. I don't care about material being somewhat offensive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Until you got a group of people behind this saying we don't like this and this is not fair, and then I still got to think about it, and then I'm gonna decide if I care or not.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I fuck with that.
Because I think even as you talk about like growing up, there were like I'm 53,
mm-hmm.
but there was and well everybody technically in here, there's language in our neighborhoods. That has just started to go. We can't say what?
Right,
maybe
right,
yesterday.
I'm still teaching the homies.
The baby,
hey,
yeah.
Can't say that.
Right. Fact, the baby. I had to tell one of my brothers the other day, and he was like, well, this girl, but she ain't really a girl. I don't even know what to say. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know,
right, right.
The dykes. I was like, whoa. That ain't what they call themselves. He's right. like this. Well, I don't mean nothing. I just.
Bull daggers.
He didn't mean nothing.
You call him bull daggers.
But he didn't mean nothing.
His intention wasn't malicious.
But he just, he's 60 something. He goes, right. Oh man, I wasn't even trying. Now, like joke wise, you know, you think about growing up. You go, man, when dude caught me in the playground, he said that. Thought you now got to go. I can't say that,
right?
But that's the truth that happened. I might not have said X, Y, and Z.
You was raised on. Chasing. It. Yeah, he was basically raised
like
on.
That. But you do got to somewhat. I think it sucks that you got to think about it like that, because your intent in the bit is not to offend anybody.
Yeah, right.
It's just, hey, he said that. And that's what it was. And now you will get a bunch of people going, well, why would you say that? And you go, well, I'm telling y'all what the old man said.
Right.
And they're going to go, nah. We don't want to hear that no more.
Right.
So
what about amongst each other? Do y'all check each other? Like if you notice, like, y'all are putting some shit together, putting together a bit, and you might hear, you know, Joey say something like, hey, I don't know about that, bro. Do y'all have that?
Yeah. We all know better.
No. I had to get Joey on one.
Oh, what happened?
I had to get Joey on one.
You remember, don't have to say the word.
Remember when he was on tour and he was doing the bit about music or something and he kept doing something with his asshole? I said, hey, bro, you ain't got to turn around and show your asshole, bro. I forgot what the joke was.
So it was your pants that you was. He told the story about himself.
Like, it wasn't offensive to no organization or nothing, but to my guy, like,
I can't let you go out like that.
Yeah, I can't let you go out like that. And you changed I forgot what it was.
He was tooting his ass. It was
you don't remember what joke it was?
It's the ass tooting.
It wasn't about the phone. Bro, it was the beginning bit. It was the beginning bit.
I ain't never tooted. I mean, I might have pooted, but I ain't never tooted.
Now, what about family, though? Has family ever hit you and say, man, look, I saw what y'all did on stage or on the road or in the special, man. I ain't like that. Like,
or on the internet.
Or in the internet.
You mean when talking about them?
Yes.
I don't care.
You don't give a fuck?
Nah. He kicked his mom out coming to the shows at one point.
Really?
I didn't kick her out.
Explain what happened.
You banned her. No. You banned her. I'm sorry. You banned her.
I banned her.
I just made sure security saw her face at the door and make sure she couldn't come in.
I told her don't come no more. Why? Because one day Kev was trying to be funny. We had a show and she came backstage and then Kev was like, Mom, why you got to be so nasty? And my mother was like, I know. I was like, what the fuck? Like, she had never said nothing to me about my material before. So then after that, she started mentioning it sometimes. And I was like, well, just don't come.
Damn.
Simple as that.
Did she understand at that point? Or was she like, nah, baby, I'm going to still pull up and support her? She was like, nah, I don't.
She stopped coming.
Wow.
She stopped coming. I mean, I said it to where... Yeah, I want you to know you're not welcome.
Wow. I ain't mad though. Ma, I just gotta let you know. Don't pull up.
I mean, I'm a grown man now. This is my way of living.
Facts.
And people enjoy the things that I say.
Yeah.
So because you don't like it, I'm supposed to stop.
Like, Mom,
I don't tell you how to do your job.
Like, you like that Christmas gift, right, Mom?
That's facts. I'm buying you gifts and stuff now with this money that I'm making.
Yeah.
So you know, she had to just accept it. She got, you know, when you get grown, it's like I respect my parents, but I'm an adult.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to respect each other now.
Okay.
Big dog status.
After a while, she started popping up here and there again. But, you know, I ain't really like it because I was still feeling uncomfortable. And then at the end of the show, she wasn't saying, good job, good show. She was just like, all right, see you later. And I'm like... Now I'm like, you know, I'm in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
she told me good job the last time I performed. Definitely said spank. That was funny. I said thank you. Appreciate it. Well,
now I want to know what you head and spank. Y'all be getting into it on Clubhouse. I want to hear these conversations. Well, what's been going on?
Tell you what happened.
Go ahead. Please let me know.
I will get on Clubhouse because we leave the radio station late.
Uh huh.
So what happens is I'll get on Clubhouse and I'll be driving to the house listening because I listen to Clubhouse like a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spank will be in there holding court. And it'll be him and about 15 to 23 women.
Right? Spank, is this true?
23.
Is this
round
true?
Round number.
Give or
round
take.
That, round 15, that.
No, give or take.
Yeah, it's about 15 to 23 women. Spank is in there holding court. And I walk in on the most
random. He would every time. Every time.
He'd be like, yo. Yeah, so, you know, I'll be on the road with this nigga. I ain't gonna say his name, but he be tooting his ass. And it'd be like...
And out of nowhere, your head, Spank, what is going on?
Spank, what the fuck is going on in this room? Oh, but I will say this, though. Spank has got a lot of women off Clubhouse. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? What do you mean?
No. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Tell us more.
What are you talking about, huh?
Go ahead. Tell us more.
Yeah, so my comedy, right? I've been doing it since 2001. And yes, I think I'm a very funny guy. I think I'm a very funny guy.
Back to the
club.
Let's go on and tell the truth, shame the devil.
Oh,
because
clean up on our side. I'm a man to recount.
I will say this. I had a lot of Clubhouse people at our show in Atlanta. People flew out on anything though. Oh, no. Like no BS. A lot of people show love.
So what do you like about being able to have your opinion broadcast to a mass amount of people via app all at once that's not on stage? What do you like about that process, Spain? Because I'm gonna tell you what I think you like after.
What I like.
First of all, let me tell you something. What? We don't know if Spank got like got stock in this because all of a sudden Spank became like we would be doing something like Spank Lake. We go like this. I bet we know where he at.
Clubhouse.
Where he's coming from. Like oh. That was like what about 4 or 5 months. He'd be, oh man, y'all. Sure.
Like nigga.
Yeah.
Shit, I love.
I fell asleep on Clubhouse so many times, man.
It was always like, where's Spank? This started like everybody like, I don't know, he might be, but then start going Clubhouse. Clubhouse.
You know what it is with Clubhouse? Like how you said you'll be at work and then you'll get off and you'll listen. Mm-hmm. It's like a transition from people that come in the room. It'd be 100 people in the room. Next thing you know, 80 of them left, but a new 80 came. So I'm like, oh, I got to entertain this new 80 real quick and bring some of them pretty girls on up on the stage so everybody can see, hey, Spank got a lot of pretty girls on the stage.
What
so,
I did learn about you from listening to Clubhouse, I have no comment on your sexual endeavors.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I, what I say, what I did learn about you is that he's stupid. He's looking at me like, just say it. What I did learn about you, though, is you do like to entertain women.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But you also have women issues.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so I remember having conversations about your woman issues mm-hmm. within the Clubhouse community.
Mm-hmm. Which one was this one?
This is the one that this is the one where you stole her car and totaled it on the 405.
No, I didn't steal her car. She had one or too many drinks and she got into a car accident. Yeah, that's what happened.
So you wasn't there.
I was there. We was leaving dinner. I said, "Do you want to ride with me, or do you want to catch an Uber?" She said, "I'm cool. I can drive." All right. 5 minutes later, whoa, what's going on? I got into an accident. Oh God, I'm almost home now. I mean,
that's crazy.
So in that situation, do you turn around and go help the young?
No, I turned around. And I helped her. I turned around and helped her.
Helped her right to the crib.
I actually helped her and took her to another spot to finish doing what we doing. She wasn't driving no more.
Occupy her time.
I got a question. This just made me think of something. If somebody giving you a ride to the airport,
mm-hmm. they love you.
That's a fact. Depending on where you're coming from.
Fact.
If somebody giving you a ride to the airport and they have an accident or they get pulled over.
I know you're about to say.
But you got to be at the airport at a certain time. They had an accident. Are you going to stay there with him or you just be like, all right, I'm about to get in this Uber.
You got to let me know what happened, man. I got to catch this flight.
Keep me posted. Now, here's the question, though. Here's a question to your question. Is it, at the end of the flight, at the destination, is there a bag waiting on me?
Mm.
Well, most time, yeah, we fly, we going to work.
Oh, okay. Going to work, so yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I got to get
gone.
That back.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, I got to get that back. That's why I said I'm out. I'm out. This actually happened with comedian Teray. He was riding with somebody, and they got into a car accident. He got out and just left. He ain't say nothing to him. And then he said, man, I got to get to the show.
that happened to me. I was with Speedy, comedian Speedy. Mm-hmm. We drove to the airport, and I was rolling my window up, and something happened. That motherfucker broke. I was like, oh shit, my window cracked. That nigga's like this. Oh shit, what you gonna do? I was like, well, I gotta call somebody. And he's like, all right, I see you in Dallas. I was like, yo, wait. He's like, nigga, I'm gone.
Yeah, I got to go.
It was tight. And he took off. I was like, nigga, my window down. He's like, nigga, that car ain't worth nothing but about $1,200.
Yeah. Now, I remember I asked Spank this question before. This is for y'all to answer at this point. But I remember him telling a story about, I think it was in Miami. And hey, I only be like, here come a good bus.
Get under this.
Look at what we do all day.
Yeah, you know all day. All day. Like,
no, but I remember him telling a story about going to Miami, and it was a girl in Clubhouse that was telling him, like, yeah, you know, I just wanted to hang out with Kevin Hart, so I just sat with you. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yep,
and,
I remember
and
that.
Frank was like, no, fuck, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So he leaned into the fact that he was like, people know me from that. How do y'all feel about that? Like, where people recognize y'all because of Kev? Or anything like that. Is that like a gift or a curse? Or how do y'all feel about that?
Spank is by far the most popular out of all of us. You know, like I be with Spank all the time. We working and people come up to him and be like, yo, man, keep doing what you're doing. You funny as hell. I seen the special. All that. And I'll be right next to him.
I be right. Wanting to say, yo, Naeem right here. Like, but
I'm close. What the fuck you mean?
He chases on all
you. Yo, I mean, I'm so antisocial that it really don't bother me. I'm like, sometimes I kind of step away, and then if somebody be like, yo, can you jump in the picture too? Then I will. But as far as being known,
he lying, Joey.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Just make sure.
You know this. You didn't say it because the actual definition of saying something requires all the
things. No, now I be walking away. Hang on, lie. Now I walk away.
Really? Really?
Yeah. And if it's, I mean, as far as being known because of Kev, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's responsible for, you know, the majority of our success, and we've gone on to do bigger and great things because of him. So we don't mind that. I mean, I can't speak for Joey, but I don't care.
I don't care. First of all, don't nobody recognize me. Don't nobody. Matter of fact, like after the shows, cats go up and take pictures, whatever. And so I came up a couple times with them because I closed, after Kev go off, I closed the show.
Right. Joey does an hour on stage.
That's not true. Don't, Naeem lies. He lies.
At least 45.
Both of them liars. But I used to go up there with them. And like, you know, people be up there, let's take pictures. So nigga, I went up there one time and everybody's like, oh, they was on him. Oh, y'all. And nigga, they was walking by me. I was like this. Mm-mm, they're lying. I'm not gonna stand there and be like, oh yeah, you too. Hey, you. Oh no. Anyway, so hey man, y'all mind if I take a picture? Or they would hit me with this. Hey man, you mind taking a picture? Oh,
that's the worst right there. That's the worst right there.
It's the worst when you ask them, they ask you, can you take a picture? You think they want you in it. They want you to just take a picture. Yeah.
Take this.
Yeah. No.
I'm handing you the phone. You like this.
Little baby here.
Right. we want portrait mode. Portrait mode.
Crazy shit is, there's another guy that rolls with, his name is Harry.
Yeah.
And people come up to him more than they come to me because they think that he is me.
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll tell him, great show.
Really? He said he had to just say, he kept telling people, yo, that's not me. And they'd be like, yo, if you don't want to take a picture, just say that. And he had to start just taking pictures. Like, fuck, come on, take a picture.
So you guys are known as the Plastic Cup Boys. Obviously, this is a crew, a click thing from obviously that predates us knowing who y'all are, right? Who is the person that can't handle their liquor, like out of the Plastic Cup Boys? Like, who's...
Of all of us?
Of all of you.
Shit.
I handle mine very well.
I want to say Spank, but Spank don't get drunk. He don't, so that it definitely ain't him.
What about out of y'all three?
Out of us three?
Yeah.
If it had to be anybody, it'd might be Joey.
Because your birthday. Your birthday.
That's just it.
Nah, man.
What happened on the birthday?
Oh, he was falling all over tables.
I don't think he usually drinks that much.
Yeah.
But I would say the tolerance level is probably the worst for him.
On your 50th, you're supposed to get there.
You gotta go in.
And I just happened not to remember getting it.
Do you remember anything from that night?
Yes, I remember getting there. I remember going, all right, y'all. Told my son, go get us a shot. Went to the bar. Somebody said, let me get you a drink. I was like, don't worry about it. It's all paid for. And he's like, no, I'm gonna buy you a drink. I was like, nigga, I paid for everything.
That's so, my shit.
Boom, boom, one shot. All right.
And you woke up 2 days later.
And when I walked over here, Spike said, shot with us. And after that, he said, somebody woke me up. I was like, when we get home?
Did you have an IV in your arm? That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
If you wake up with an IV in your arm, that's how you know it's fucked up.
I didn't, but I walked into the living room, right? And I was like, oh shit, the dog pissed and shitted everywhere. Because it's like the pee pads everywhere. And my wife was like, no, you threw up all over the house. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, you threw up everywhere. And my son came in, he's like, yeah, Dad, I don't know what you and Prince got going on, but you sang Prince the whole time in the house. He said, I was on my knees singing, Nikki started to grind. Oh my God. And my wife was going like, get him.
Let's go.
Get him. Yeah. And I'm like, when did all that happen?
He said, well, none of that.
What do you have going on with Prince?
And I don't, because he said, Dad, you just kept singing Prince. And he's like, you just...
Well, your wife's name is Nicole. Maybe
that was... I don't remember. Like, literally.
No. Okay. I'm trying to help him out. That's right.
I don't remember. I was like, why was I singing? She's like, I don't know. You just started singing. Mm. And I was like, when did we get home?
Yeah.
I was like, and they like, do you remember going back into the club and hugging all those white people? I was like, what no white people there? It's like, nigga, it was a whole new crowd. And you went in there and said, party ain't over. And they was like
this nigga, ain't it.
You went in the bathroom. I said, nigga, you start peeing everywhere but the stools. Mm. I was like,
oh, man.
I said, bro, I don't. To this day, people come up to me and go, hey, man, that was a great party. I was like, what?
That was a great party, though.
And I go, what party? He's like, at your 50s, I go, dude, I don't remember
you. You remember none of that shit.
So I got to go. It was a good one.
So you threw up on the pee pee pads.
Nigga. I don't know.
The answer's Joey. I'm the one.
I'm confirming right now that it's definitely Joey because there's a certain song that comes on, and if Joey's been drinking, he will dump a cup of water on his fucking head.
What? What song is that?
What song is that?
Joey, do you
know? Tell me, hold on. That's fuck that. Tell me what song it is.
New Edition.
Oh, which one?
Cooler Now. It's got to be Cooler Now. It's got to be
Cooler Now.
That's it.
That's it.
Can You Stand the Rain? That's the one.
Oh, it has to be that one.
Nah,
I forgot something.
Listen, we was in Bahamas a couple months ago.
Light flex.
And well, if you really want me to flex, I say we were on a private island.
And there you go.
We're gonna flex. Go flex.
Yeah, you gonna do it? Do it.
Harry said, "I bet any of my money if the DJ play If It Is In Love, Joey gonna dump a cup of water on his head." I was like,
"So okay, let me. Okay, sorry, I don't want to cut you off. Were you hypnotized at some point to where like you hear ding or some shit? And you fucking trip
in my act way back in the day. I would close the show on that song. I would do the video, and you know, and they'd be like, "Oh, I thought a video." And then you know that part where he dump his head in the bucket.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna put my head in the bucket.
Right, so just do a little water.
Yeah. Bro, but that's not the same.
Yeah, it's not.
Not at all.
So you messed up plenty of stages.
Yeah. So what you saying work, is. And you just sitting there with a wet head?
No, that one's always work.
That's what I want to get into, too. What is it like for y'all, and individually, we start with you, Naeem. What's it like bombing
on the stage, man?
Is it an experience that you value now?
Well, it depends. If it's an important show,
you never... Or you one of the niggas saying you ain't never bombed?
Oh no, I bombed.
Okay,
I still bombed.
Okay,
you know, it's one of those things that when it happens, you start to just replay all your jokes in your head. Like, that shit was corny. That shit is corny. I don't even know why I tell this joke. All this shit is corny.
Is that in real time while you're on stage?
No. Afterwards.
Oh, after.
What? What? Motherfucker in the middle of it.
I don't really take it personally these days. I've been in the game so long. Unless it's an important show.
Gotcha.
Like, when you're filming, you want to have a good show. You know what I mean? So, I've had some bad experiences filming. And it's real fucked up. But it still happens. And the thing is, it's nothing worse than, all right, let's say you come in and you're trying to do some new material, whatever, and you're trying to get the crowd going, and you're not doing well, and you start going to your for sure jokes, you know, that kill?
The hitter.
And this shit still ain't working?
It's like equivalent to a haymaker. It's like, swinging them at niggas.
Right. But I don't have no problem getting off stage. Like,
I was going to ask that. Like, do you just cut it off?
Wait. Do you, like, what do you mean get off stage? Like, you get light skinned and you just be like, well, fuck y'all then.
No. There's some comedians that feel like they got to keep trying and trying until they get a good joke to get off on.
Yeah.
And if I'm not paid to do a certain amount of time, if I'm just doing a spot somewhere, I just be like, all right. I just get off stage. Like, I'm not about to.
Yeah, because L.A. different. You're doing basically showcase, so you're only on stage like 10, 15 minutes. So you bombing, that's fine. Yeah. But if you working somewhere and you got to do like 45, it's like minute 20. Oh, ooh. God. Woo, can't just get out of there.
So what's it like for you?
With me? I get away with my personality. Like, if I got a joke that bomb, I do something afterwards that'll get them to laugh. I don't know. It'll be something if I mess with the crowd. It's something I learned how to get out of it. I think that's my handicap, though, because it doesn't give me a chance to work on a joke to make it even funnier, though. So that is my handicap, though.
What about you, Joey?
Yeah, I think being in the game so long, it don't bother me. Like, I think the last bomb I had was maybe about 2 years ago. I was working out some new material, but the dude in front of me, Mark Curry, was destroying.
Mark Curry's a beast,
and he was destroying... And in my mind, like, because, like I said, when we get ready to go back on the road, it's like, man, you need the new material. So I'm like, I can't do what I know work. I gotta, tonight means I gotta work on this 10, and I ain't never did it before, so we gotta see what happened. And Mark was destroying that bitch. Like,
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
So if you, when you're working on some new shit and it ain't working, do you say, I'm just trying to work on some new shit?
Where the ladies at? Like,
nah, if it ain't working, like that.
If you from LA, make some noise.
Nigga, you in LA, nigga.
Give it up for Obama.
Yeah.
Man, we miss him.
Man, don't you give it up for Obama. I like that shit. Yeah, those are the crutches.
Nah, if I'm bombing and on the new, I go, all right, well. Shit, nothing worked tonight. Hey, y'all, I'm gonna get up out of here.
I forgot what comedian.
Then I'll go back. Damn, none of that worked, right?
Yeah.
So, if
What comedian used to bomb and say the wrong name at the end of the set? Yo, that was a lot. I can't remember who that was.
He would bomb and then say his name is something.
No, yeah.
They'll go like, oh, man, that's look, crazy. If y'all like me, I'm Joey. But if y'all didn't, Naeem Lynn.
Right. Letting y'all know who I am.
Fuck off. People go, Naeem bomb.
Wow.
If you've been in the game for a while and anybody say they never bomb, that's hard for me to believe. Because I've watched the best of the best, and they're just working on material, and you know, like, all right, they working on that. In 6 months, watch where that be. And you'll see that, you'll see their special and go, that's the same shit I saw
right
7 months ago that wasn't working at all. But they worked through it.
And some people are in denial about bombing.
Yeah.
When you reach a certain level in your career, getting a few laughs and chuckles, or if it's not what you normally do, that's bombing.
That's a good point.
I'm like I know that I can destroy, and if I'm like, you know, if I'm on stage and I'm struggling a little bit, whatever, I'm like, yo, I ain't do good. I bombed. Mm-hmm. I seen Eddie Griffin perform years ago and say he has never bombed before in the middle of bombing.
Nigga, that's a bomb.
He's like, I ain't never. I may have started off slow, but I got it going towards the end. And that night, he never really got it going.
Right.
And I was just like,
you know, you bombing when you feel that sweat sliding down your face. You're like, oh yeah,
not your face, down your ass.
I'm gonna start right here. I'll be like,
oh shit,
that's it right there. That's the one.
No, it's good that you guys spoke on that, because there are aspiring comedians that see that and see what you guys are doing, and at that point, they want to see, like, okay, when bombing happens, you got to know, like, that's a part of the process. Like I said, nobody's above that at all. You know what I mean?
Some nights it's just not your night. Yeah. Like, it could be that night you go, everybody doing great,
right?
And whatever can happen, and it go, ah, damn, I can't blame nobody.
Yeah, nothing worse than walking in a packed room like, well, I'm about to kill this, and you go on stage, what happened? What's going on? That's the worst.
I heard Mike Epps got so funny because he's the bomb like every other show. Like they said, Mike would be like in his, like, probably pre-Friday
and all that. Yeah.
They said he had a good show. He'd be like, all right, I guess my next one going to be bad because I bombed. I mean, because I had a good one today. They say but he was fearless. So when you get that type of energy and you're not afraid to do bad, that's when you get good.
Yeah.
Like one of, you know, you familiar with Gerard Carmichael, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Gerard.
Genius.
Yo, not only is he a genius, he's fearless.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I really appreciated about him, because he was a newer comic. And he would get on stage. You know, this is it could be a hot night in Hollywood, and everybody's up there doing their best shit, because, you know, it's maybe some famous people in the crowd, some chicks in the crowd. And that motherfucker would go last and pull out a piece of paper and just try jokes. Ooh. Like, he just didn't care. And I was like, yo, that's a different level of confidence, and that's why he became so strong. He just didn't care.
I like that, though. I like the fearlessness in it. Especially when comics is willing to, like, play the line and risk, you know, do risky shit that I don't see nobody else doing, because I think that's kind of like what make you stand out a little bit. You know,
you know what we hate too is I hate, like, when younger comics say stuff, man, ain't nobody really in here tonight. So I ain't even gonna trip. And it's like,
using that as an excuse.
You gotta have the attitude of, like, dude, if it's only five people in here, those five actually pay money.
Facts.
So don't blame them. Nigga, blame yourself. Nigga, your face on the flyer, just like everybody else.
Right. 10,000 Yeah. Same show.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and I learned that from a dude way back in the day.
I actually enjoy doing smaller crowds than bigger crowds, because you can really tell if your joke is funny enough.
If it's landing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to know too, I mean, we're going to wrap up, but favorite comedians from all of you, like favorite comics, you know, from whatever, like the newer guys coming up, you guys pay attention to, like, the newer guys, or you, like, just got your solid favorites?
I don't even know the newer guys, man.
Right. The newer guys usually, you know, I'm sure it's a bunch of funny new guys in New York, but we don't really work the scene like that in New York, the clubs, local clubs. And then out here, you know, we just not out there.
Gotcha.
We're not out there. We go to the hotter nights.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys, because I noticed, I remember talking to, I'm not going to say the comic's name, but they kind of shunned the digital comics where they do the skits and the Instagram videos and
they shunned them because they're selling out.
They would shit on them. Right? Yes. They would shit on them because, like, that's not comedy.
Right.
Like, that's not stand up. That's not having to do 15 minutes in a room. Mm-hmm. And they would discount, you know, what they're doing on digital. How do y'all feel about the digital comics?
It's the evolution of stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people found a hustle or a way to get money, Because that shit is an actual talent.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. To be able to do these videos, and you know, some of them are funny, some of them are not. But you know, that's just my opinion. But there's a fan base for that.
Who you don't think funny,
no? No, I'm not. I'm not saying a person. I'm saying some of the videos. Some of the videos are funny. Some of them are not. But you know, and then there's some of the internet or IG comics that are real comics too.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that are really winning, because you can actually deliver when you get on stage, and you got the following to fill a room.
Right.
But even the people that may not quote unquote deliver to us, the people that come to see them are coming to see what you do on Instagram. Right. And they're just excited about seeing you. And these are young people that may have never even been to no comedy show before.
Right.
I remember, I know Jess Hilarious told her story, and she started on doing comedy on Instagram and then pivoted to the stage and whatnot. So I think that there's a lane for that. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, just like the traditional way of working the clubs. Right.
Dude, it's a huge lane, because just like Spank said, what is happening now is, those young people who have never been to a comedy club, that's
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Joe. Yeah, I didn't. No, you said Spike. Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm like this.
Well, black people all look alike.
Whore.
Anyway, all right. But yeah, like he said, it's like they're coming to see that. And so they don't know what this traditional comedy world is. Yeah. And it's okay. I had a cat went up one night. Jess Hilarious was in L.A. And there used to be a comedy club called the Comedy Union. It's there. Yep. It's not there anymore. Jess, no, they bought the whole block.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Somebody bought that entire block.
Oh, you got some change, though.
I'll tell you about the
Comedy Union. Okay. Yeah, Pico.
Yeah, gentrified. All that's gone. Yeah. But Jess, this club is hard to sell out. Jess sold out 3 shows. So wow. I had never seen her before. And I came, and there was a comic there, and he was up. And a dude had been in the game longer than me. And they was giving him the light in the back.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, what the? And they just lightning. And he came off and he's like, yo, what the fuck, man? I'm up in and I'm killing and da-da this chick. And I was standing there and I was like, they came to see her.
Right.
Yeah. And that's
right.
All I said. He was like, yeah, but motherfucker, I've been on. I said, you've been on all that.
Mm-hmm.
But they came to see her.
Get the fuck off.
And that was it. You got to, you know,
respect it.
You got to just kind of go, man, I get it. That's what they're doing. And accept them, because they are going to these clubs and they're telling the clubs, like, yo, I'll sell out on a night that you don't even have comedy.
Tuesday.
Give me Tuesday and Wednesday night. Yeah. And the club go, well, all fuck
right,
it.
Right.
And then when they sell out, the club go, shit. We sold out on a night we wasn't even supposed to be open.
Yeah. Right.
Where the rest of these motherfuckers at?
Yeah.
Y'all give me a list of comics and they coming. And so you can't really be mad at that.
It's the evolution of entertainment, man. It's I just agree. Like, you know, the comedians that are before us. Well, not before Joey, because
Joey, he was out there with Bernie Mac. He started with them.
They were mad at our generation of comedy because we got opportunities that they didn't.
Right.
You know, we were able to get on stage faster than they did in certain rooms and stuff like that. I mean, same thing with music, where, you know, our parents say that ain't no real music. And then now we listen to this shit and we say this ain't real music. Right, you know, right. It's just the evolution, and either you get on the boat or you sit there and let shit pass you.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Also, shout out to y'all. Props. First of all, for all the bullshit aside, props for the, you know, it's hard to get a special off, especially being black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Especially being EP black and like the whole shit, right? So congrats for that.
Appreciate
you. And you said you got another one in the can. Are you guys planning to do another special to release for streaming? Or you guys want to do like some other shit, like with your specials? Or are you going to do individuals?
I'm willing to do another Plastic Cup Boys, because I've been wanting to. This should be like our fourth one, but you know, somebody was trying to go solo early on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I ain't going to say his name, though, but he's sitting in the room.
It's me. It's me. And you ain't fucking with them?
No. I love touring with Spank. You know, we do well. You know,
you didn't mention Joe, but all right, go ahead.
Well, Joey doesn't tour with us.
Okay, yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, so when it comes to selling tickets, we are more popular as the Plastic Cup Boys than we are as
individuals,
but I mean, honestly, Spank is super popular and he got a way bigger following on social media than me. So he might do well by himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain markets where I know I can do well by myself as well, but it's not so much about touring by myself. But as far as shooting a special, I want to do an hour. You know, I've never done an hour before, and it's just on my bucket list. So I have to do that next.
Gotcha.
Damn, that was going to lead into one of my next questions.
He just said he going to leave Spank out there. I'm Spank. I'm here with Spank.
Rolling with him.
That's definitely my next one, too, though. I definitely want to do an hour, too. Because, like, I'm staying in touch with Kev, trying to find out, like, how is it doing on the platform? Mm-hmm. Is Netflix, like, is they fucking with us individually? Like, I'm trying to get all information. Bro. He said, hey, man, everything is cool. It's cool. That's all I can say right now is that it's cool. I said, all right.
Hold on real quick. You, Kev, does he tell y'all when some shit is not, when some shit ain't working and is whack, or like, cause I remember watching, I forgot what I watched, but it was one of his things, right? Mm-hmm. And he was telling like how you guys keep each other, hold each other accountable. Yeah. Like y'all don't let nothing fly. It's like, we gonna get in this motherfucking airplane. We gonna hash this shit out. Right. We gonna talk like men. We gonna argue, fight, whatever. But right. we homies, yeah. right? Do y'all have those conversations about your material? Like from him? From the top down.
Sometimes, like, sometimes.
Like, some, does he ever step in as the homie that, like, know some shit that yeah. y'all might not know and be like, yeah. hey.
He stepped in on me when I had, I did a half-hour special at Comedy Central, and I had a joke about if my son was gay.
Gotcha.
And he was like, yo, you gotta work on that. You gotta make it a little more witty. You're going too. It was a little harsh at direct. First. It was a little direct, but then I definitely worked on it, made it a little funnier, and it got better. So he was like, "Ah, it's all right, but I wouldn't do it." But I still did it though. And I think I got it.
Really start with you, Spank. Least favorite Kevin Hart special.
Least favorite yeah. Kevin Hart special. It'll probably be the last one.
So which one? The one at the house?
At the house. It'll probably okay. be the last one. It'll probably be the last.
Any
one.
Reason why or?
I felt like it wasn't, I told him this to his face too. I think we said it on the radio to him. I was like, yeah, it wasn't to me. I didn't feel the Kevin Hart with, whenever you leave a Kevin Hart show, you leave with things to say. Say it with my chest.
Oh, yeah. Quotable. All right, all right.
You leave with, all right, right. You leave with quotes. I felt like this one, it had the WAP, the pizza thing, but to me, it didn't hit hard. I don't think he had enough quotables. He said, yo, man, I'm evolving. I don't have to always have. I said, bro.
He can't take no criticism.
Yeah, he can't. I said, bro, relax, bro. Yeah, relax, bro. But that's how I felt. That's why I feel like it wasn't him. He wasn't animated a lot. It was just different. But you know, we was in a pandemic.
Nigga, it was rich nigga,
right? Yeah. He was, and I had some rich niggas call me like, yo, this nigga really let us know he rich, huh? I said, yeah, he really is. He really is.
Joey?
I like all of them.
he's one of the he's one of the writers.
Oh, yeah,
he's
one of the writers. Yeah. Okay. They are all amazing. All
right, you're I'm consulting, and all of them are beautiful.
You hedged your bets.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like what
take
baby,
mic,
what baby, what baby do you not like?
I mean, what about you?
He's a little biased.
I'm going to agree with Spank on which one that I like the least, and I think the title. The title of it yeah. was one of the biggest problems with it because it was called Zero Fucks Given. And you kind of set people up to believe that you were going to bring this raw, edgier Kevin Hart.
I thought so too, yeah.
Yeah, and I think if he didn't call it that, then people would have enjoyed it more. But they were just waiting for him to, you know, be Chappelle-ish, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And between that and just because it was rushed. But Kev is like, you know, he creates material so fast, and he's a great storyteller. And then he go perform, and then the people, they, you know, they enjoy the experience, and they happy to see him, and they get those GP laughs sometimes. Yeah. And he just didn't get the tour and really hash it out. Because I think if he did, right. then he would have, you know, continued to create and maybe take some stuff out.
Yeah.
But it was...
This was definitely his first special he didn't tour.
That was...
Yeah. He did like 2 months on a rooftop at the one hotel, Harriet's.
2 months. So it was definitely like...
No, a lot of prep.
Yeah.
Three shows a week. And like you said, usually it's about a year.
Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah. even like when we shot ours, by the time we ready to do it, we done did this material for a year plus.
You do it with eyes closed.
Boom.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
The year can't end without Plastic Cup Boys doing what? Individually. Naeem.
Say it one
the
more
year
time.
The year can't end without Naeem Lynn doing what?
As far as a comedian?
It can be anything. It can be life goals.
It's the manifestation. Yeah.
I want another baby. No.
You got 36.
No, only got two. Only got two.
I mean, I got a lot of things in the works. One thing, I'm about to open up a Mayweather boxing and fitness gym. So
oh, that's what's up.
So my goal before the end of the year is to just for that to just open and be successful right off the bat. And, you know, we're challenged with COVID right now.
Fact.
So I'm just hoping that, and I believe that it still will be successful, but that's my number one goal this year for outside of entertainment. And as an entertainer, is to just book a dope-ass role, something different, something that on a show that I really enjoy watching. Like, you know, I love The Chi.
So you ain't fucking with no Tom and Jerry shit or...
Man, that's a whole. We ain't got enough time to get into that story, but there's nothing wrong with that. But I want to have a pivotal role to where it's like, yo, this motherfucker has arrived and he's doing something dope. And you know, that's a short term goal. I want that right now.
I feel.
Joey. Two up like Naeem. The one outside of entertainment is I'm trying to buy a quadrupleplex. I want to say that. That's another piece of property.
Okay.
And put a lot of veterans in there. And the other one is I'm going to sell another show.
Okay.
And I'm producing
another. I heard another show.
Frank, you up to playing like an alley cat or anything like that?
I hope they come out with a part two. I could use that check. I would love that.
What's yours?
Mine's is landing a role, man. I don't care
bro,
if it's
you
great.
Had a role.
Yeah, that was a cool role. I'm talking. I've been auditioning for these big time shows.
But don't downplay.
What?
Don't downplay.
I'm not downplaying Tom and Jerry. That's my shit. Like, you see, I had that as my Abby. You see, I had that as my Abby on Clubhouse. Come on,
man.
Nah. Shouts out to Tom and Jerry and Tim Story for making that phone call. Appreciate
that. You about to get some. Whenever you get real close,
right?
When like you get that, you almost got a part that was a great part. That means that something is about to happen.
It's brewing. Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Right.
So you about to get something.
Yeah, I've been getting close to some big things, man. So hopefully, you know, these next couple auditions, I'm gonna land it. That's what I want for the end of the year. That's all I need. Anything outside of the house, I'm single. Like you said, I'm almost like a whore. I'm not a whore, but I'm just single. So I'm just out here living my life.
When's the last time you hooked up with somebody you can't remember their name?
That would have to be like a Miami trip or something like that.
When was the last time you hooked up with somebody you don't remember their name?
You don't got to answer that.
Yeah, I know. I ain't got to answer that. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking like, hold on.
We have a show. We do this.
He's the one brought it up.
I'm not thinking that.
You're being
trained. You know that, right?
Plastic Cup Boys in the building, man. Laughing my mask off on Netflix right now, going to stream that. I'm going to watch it this time and not fall asleep. I promise that.
Yeah. Right.
Just watch one episode at a time, man.
Say it again.
Oh, you already admitted it. It was Joe. He admitted
it. He could have been Spank.
Who's Joe?
Watch one Joe. Episode a night, bro.
Don't try to fool
me.
I'm not going to overdo it, man. Appreciate you guys coming on through, man. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ A. Catch y'all next time.
Peace.
Later.